Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Frankie's back in town again. He was away for a while. Okay, Frankie, show him. Make him feel good. Come on. Yeah, Frankie. He's coming from the heavens, I think. Here for you guys. You gotta raise your vibration. Frankie, do it for me. Yeah. Okay. Okay, Frankie. Oh, he's so good though, eh? Yeah. Hi, everybody. Yeah. Frankie, you know what, world? I'm just thinking. When you start getting sick of Frankie, please tell me. Okay, comment, even if you wish. As you wish, your wishes will come true. Yeah. Okay. Here we are. We have Frankie on, and Frankie's resting now. But I got to tell you something interesting. We're going to talk about, oh, this is exciting, to raising your vibration. This is the ultimate deception and attack on the light, which you're going to love it. You're going to love it by Sabrina Reber. Thank you, Sabrina. I'm telling you, you're helping me out here. And next Monday, wow, we're going to talk about 10 signs you are raising your vibration and ascending your consciousness. Thank you, Sabrina Reber, again. That's next Monday. But I must share with you, I saw the astronauts speaking about when they went up and looked at our world. Yeah, they looked at our world. And they said that the human beings' effect on this planet is undeniable. Which means, you tell me what it means. Why don't you call me? 347-826-7154. Okay? Astronauts have said we have to live in harmony to save this Earth. That's why all these disasters are happening. You know what I mean? It's just, we have to live in harmony to save Mother Earth. That's what the astronaut says. So changes have to come. You know, even if you're on the freeway and somebody's trying to get in, let them in. Don't be a mean person. I'm telling you, I let them in and they think I'm crazy. Jeez, what a world this is, eh? Just to help people, they think you're nuts. If you're not helping people, then you're normal? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay. So, hola. We're going to discuss the ultimate deception and attack on the light. Okay, Sabrina Rivera. We are in the midst of a great transformation on Earth, and there are beings who are doing everything they can to stop the increase of light on this planet. So much so, these beings are infiltrating the consciousness of light workers who have made themselves vulnerable to outside interference by allowing their egos to sneak back in and take dominion over their beings. The ego again. Remember EGO edging God out. Oh. These once prominent light workers are now creating great chaos and confusion within the group consciousness of souls who have been dedicated to their own soul's ascension and the ascension of the planet. The greatest tool the dark forces have is to locate a vulnerable human who they can work through to generate this chaos, this confusion and fear by getting them to promote messages against the light, such as the light is a trick of the matrix and something that we should avoid. Ho ho. Many have even gone so far to say that when we release our physical bodies through death, we should not go into the light. In essence, these teachings come out are designed to keep us from activating and expanding the truth of our divine essence. Because our true essence is light. I'm going to repeat that again. Our true essence is light. However, due to the density of Earth, humanity as a whole has become overshadowed by the shadows and the egoic belief systems of man, the human, who casts these illusions of their darkness onto other souls, which blocks our light. Anything that blocks our light is evil. And the absence of light is evil. Wow. That's the third dimension is Earth. I keep telling you guys that, but you know, it's why the fifth dimension is so important, the higher self. Okay, we're going on. The light is the impersonal, supreme, absolute state of awareness where one's true self has always been, is now, and always will be. The light is the background on which we all manifested objects appear. For without light, nothing can exist. Even the darkest of beings still have a trickle of light within them. Otherwise, they would not be able to survive. Absolutely, everything is made from the light of conscious awareness. We are the light. I'll say it again, we are the light. But there are many varying manifestations of light in this diversity of creation. Hey, based on what our consciousness is focused on will determine the level of light we are able to manifest in our lives and in our essences. Even the dark serves the light as a tool to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet. Everything is evolving towards the light, regardless of how dark it may be. Amen on that one. Now the spirit expressly says that in later times, some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons. Light is love, okay? Come on. And it's based on truth, too. Dark is fear. Dark is fear. I'm going to say that again. And it's based on the shadows of illusions. The human ego is full of fear. And it thrives on fear, provoking information, sensationalism, drama, chaos, and distortions, and hype. Our human egos complicate everything and blow things out of proportion because the majority of humanity's veils of amnesia have not been removed from their minds, which distorts the way that they see everything. The only way to remove the veils of amnesia is to turn to the light and integrate it into our beings. The light will shine down and expose all the inner darkness within us so we can see it and heal it. If we choose to turn away from the light, we will remain in the confines of darkness and we will not be able to see the things within our souls that need to be transcended. But we can heal anything if we're not aware of it. And it is this lack of awareness that keeps our souls bound to the density of the Earth dimension, third dimension, Earth, lifetime after lifetime. It is not the light that keeps us bound to the wheel of reincarnation. It is the absence of light that keeps us bound to our repetitive learning cycles. So, for those of you who want to continue to live your lives in darkness and who don't want to ascend your consciousness, then yes, not facing the light or going to the light after death will be a temporary tool you can use to halt the evolution of your soul. The absence of light will keep you bound to the darkness of your denials, while facing the light will show you what you need to see so you can heal and purify your souls. Humans have free will and we can avoid the light even after death. Souls who avoid the light become lost souls. I put on, I think it was 3 weeks ago, about letting go of fear. I couldn't believe it. Not very many people listened to it. I guess they were too afraid. They had too much fear to listen to it. It's not fearful. It wasn't. Okay. Let's get back to the humans have free will and we can avoid the light even after death. Souls who avoid the light become lost souls, as I said before, and then they create tremendous havoc here on Earth for those who are still alive. In fact, it's most likely lost souls who are attached to the energy fields of many light workers who are promoting such distorted teachings. It is fun and entertaining for lost souls to play tricks on those who are still in their body, and it is because most people spend more time on gaining information about the nature of reality and spirituality without actually doing the work necessary on themselves in order to have a direct experience of themselves as an eternal spiritual being of light. That many people will be duped into believing the distorted teachings from the dark forces that keep us from evolving ourselves and our planet into a higher vibration frequency of love and light. It's us. I was surprised. Dalai Lama said, don't pray for the what was that? I don't like to talk about disasters, but it's humans doing this to humans in France. As far as Dalai Lama said. So it's the humans, their egos. We got to start caring for each other, guys. Want to save Mother Earth? Mother Earth is easy to save. I know that. But we have to have a lot of people to raise it. Talked about that. I used to in my workshops always say, hey, don't watch the news. Don't read the newspaper. I mean, what is it? Is it positive? I don't think so. So, our spirits come from the light, and we have chosen from our own free will to descend into the darkness and density of Earth's physical matter. We willingly choose this so we can experience love partially, separated from the creator of all that is. We did it in the experience of it, and also to evolve our being so we can learn through the diversity of dense creation how to eventually become a creator, god, goddess in our own right. We learn enormous lessons here and evolve our souls very rapidly. If we awaken and remember who we truly are and don't get absorbed by the darkness of fear, and limitations within this reality. Once we have had enough of experiencing the pain that darkness provides, we can choose to ascend our consciousness towards the light, where we could go through the process of soul purification. Soul ascension, which is our higher self, is the fifth dimension. Releasing the stored darkness within so we can activate, expand, and reclaim the inner light and truth of our beings. Everything on this planet and within the entire universe has been set up within a divine plan. Nothing is by happenstance. There are universal laws, hierarchy of light, of darkness that are playing out their parts. It is our own consciousness. It's our choices. It's our actions. It's our words and our beliefs that attract everything to us. When we talk negative, negative begets negative. We talk positive, positive begets positive. Wow. If another being is controlling us in any way, on some level of our being, we are allowing it to happen. People who focus their attention on the universe, or you want to say God, and the God consciousness of love, light, and compassion attract these kind of spiritual beings to themselves to support them on their journeys. People who focus on the consciousness of the dark, alien agendas, and mischievous spirits attract those type of spiritual beings to themselves to support and teach them on their journeys. We create our reality through our focus of energy, and we have two energy streams we can attract and work from. The energy stream of love and light and laughter. I could make you laugh today, but I don't know how to do it right now because this is important for us. It's important to save this world, guys and girls. And animals. Animals are more highly evolved than I and you. They're kissing each other. The giraffe is kissing the elephant is kissing the dog kisses the cat, wow, it just goes on, and we're not kissing nobody. We're just a bunch of kiss asses. That's what I think we are. Okay, I had to bring some humor in because I can't be too serious. This is ridiculous. Okay, so I'm going to say it again. We create our own realities through our focus of energy. Low vibrations. And we have two energy streams, okay? And we can attract and work from the energy, of course, of love and light, and the energy of fear and darkness. Both are part of this dimension, which is the third dimension. So, by the way, the second dimension is illusion, by the way. Interesting. And both have very valuable lessons to teach us. If we choose to focus on love, we must learn how to not be angry or hateful towards the dark. We must attain a place of neutral, where we see the darkness simply as a learning tool to help us access more of our own light. Light begets light. Yeah. Okay. An ascending soul has to decide what is true for them. And they will also need to develop tunnel vision when it comes to them attaining their goal, which is ultimately to merge into oneness with their whole guardian angel, higher self, Buddhic self, higher self. Whatever you want to call it, in order to merge into oneness with our higher selves, we will need to go through the process of soul alchemy or soul purification, where we descend into our inner darkness and transform our lower vibrations into a higher vibration of love and light. And I do that in my workshops. And one will be coming up, and I will tell you when it's time. We cannot ascend our souls by turning away from the light. We need the light to remove the blinders that have been placed over our minds so we can truly see ourselves and the things we need to heal and transcend. The process of ascension is the process of integrating more and more light into our bodies, into our beings. Eventually, the light will be so great, our robes of many colors or light bodies will be activated. As more light increases on this planet, the dark will try to shut it down. Our planet is moving out of the dark ages of ego edging God out, shadow control, and into the light of greater awareness and the return of our inner Christ consciousness. And that's where we're all going. We're going, that is the ultimate Christ consciousness. Because the dark forces have been in control of humanity for so long, they do not want us to awaken and return to our truth, because when we do, they can no longer control us. Got it? So, the pathway to freedom is activate our inner light. Eventually merging into oneness with our higher selves so we can have a direct experience of ourselves as light beings. And we talk about oneness. Oneness is so we are one. We are one. I hear it all the time. What is one, one, one? One is spirit. When we raise our vibration that high, we will be one with all. But to stay there is another thing, you know. This is important. Once this occurs, we will be less likely to be manipulated because we will have tapped into our truth and our light. Once our higher self has merged with us, it will take dominion over our egos, and we will be further refined and polished like a diamond. Eventually, the continued spiritual purification will open up our energy fields to what is oftentimes called the magic current, which is a direct connection to the hierarchy of light. Once the connection is established and we begin to work from the love, light, compassion, and wisdom of these very dedicated spiritual beings, we will never question the light again, because we will be fully submersed in the light while still in physical body on earth. This is the divine plan. It is for everyone to eventually purify themselves enough so their magic currents can be reestablished, where oneness and full connection to the light from the spiritual dimensions is brought down here to earth. This is the process of us bringing our own heavens here to earth. There's a book I read 30 years ago called As Above, So Below. Similar. Third dimension, stay in the fifth dimension, and that's below. We can receive this light and create our own heavens here on earth without having to die. This is our potential this time on our planet, to be in this world physically, but not of it. I keep saying that. Isn't that amazing? Be in the world, but not of it. Heaven is a state of consciousness that vibrates within a very high level of light, love, and compassion. For those of us who are desiring to evolve our souls to the highest level possible during the most auspicious time period on earth, we will need to guard our minds, with such conviction, and stop putting any energy towards that which does not serve our soul's ascension towards the light of greater awareness. If we want to break free from the matrix, we will have to do the inner work necessary to set ourselves free. In essence, the matrix is very much part of the divine plan. Okay, there was the last paragraph here. Thank you, Sabrina Reber, to help the world out. When we face God, we face the self. God is the light that we will shine down on, those things within us that need to be healed. If we choose resistance and turn away from the universe or God, we will turn away from the light, and we will remain in the darkness of our limitations of, oh, we're limited here, they're programming us here, cancel, cancel. That's what I tell you. Gigo, G-I-G-O, garbage in and garbage out. And you go, gigo, gigo, gigo. I wish, you know, I'm on the radio, so I can't show you. Okay. And self, I'll say it again. And we will remain in the darkness of our limitations if we won't. And self-created negative behavior patterns that keep us enslaved to the dimensions of this earth. For those who would like to face the light and merge within the light, within ourselves, yourselves, you'll be asked to raise your current vibrational frequency into higher ones. Yes, the fifth dimension, the higher self, the Raising Your Vibration book. There is a Raising Your Vibration book by Sabrina Reber. It's a useful tool to help you with your soul's ascension process. It can be purchased at Amazon.com all over the world as a paperback or a Kindle book. It can also be purchased from Santa Claus or directly from Sabrina. Anyway, I'm going to end up with telling you what the higher self is. And next week, just in case you guys haven't heard, we're going to be talking about the 10 signs that you are raising your vibration and ascending your consciousness. But in the meantime, I got to do workshops. I got to do it. Okay, I'll tell you when. Okay, it's going to be after Christmas, that's for sure. Okay, the higher self is only love, pure energy. Anything that is fear does not exist within the dimensions of ourselves. Anything dark or from fear comes from the ego, the mind. The higher self is only love. Fear is the illusion of three-dimensional reality and educated programming. When one vibrates in fear, they cancel out the connection to their higher self. As we need to vibrate, we have to access it with. God bless you guys. They're going to cut me off because they want to cut me off. Maybe it's a no. I don't want to think that. Come on. Frankie, close off with this. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Get up there to the high. High, sky high. Woo! You're in the fifth dimension now. Your higher self with this music. Penetrated. Yeah. And remember my favorite word? Just breathe. Breathe. Bye, you beautiful souls. See you next week. Same time. Love you. Bye. Gonna cut me off anyway. Did you cut me off? Yeah. I think you did. Okay, have a great one.